our community over the last several days and even months, particularly given the information that our families have been asked to absorb over the last 5 days. What we're experiencing is highly stressful and emotional for many, and I fully recognize how this decision affects everybody involved. However, we believe that it was in the best interest of our students and staff that the decision be made to close Northport Middle School for the remainder of the year. We realize that this is a substantial undertaking, and it is our main goal to minimize the disruption to our students and staff to the furthest extent possible. As many of you here know, there's a long history of environmental concerns at the middle school, dating back decades. Despite those concerns, and assurances by our consultant and by the Department of Health, unequivocally stating that Northport Middle School has met standards for school occupancy, questions remain. And those questions led to a creation of a subcommittee that has been charged with advising and defining the board into what type of testing will be done at Northport Middle School, and conducting a comprehensive review of all district assessments, testing, and information to date with our environmental consultants. At our January 10th meeting, Board of Education meeting, the testing plan was presented to the board and the community. Recent test results from that plan show elevated levels of mercury in leaching pool soil and benzene in cesspool soil samples that were taken during the initial testing phase. Both findings are actionable levels per the Suffolk County Department of Health Services and will require remediation. In addition to the soil sampling, PWGC, our environmental consultant, and this is important, conducted preliminary air testing which indicated no observable detections of VOCs, volatile organic compounds, no detection of VOCs inside the building or from the soil samples. We also realized that the full testing picture is in development, and different tests are and were happening simultaneously. For instance, what was not known when I got the information about the benzene, and is still not known, by the results of air quality tests and moisture tests, which were being conducted at the same time, and what they might reveal. We also know that further testing is underway, and a full report will not be made available until they have concluded all their work, which we anticipate, and they have told us, will be sometime in March, early April. Obviously, this causes a great deal of anxiety for everyone associated with the building as we await these results. Based on a review of the history of the issues surrounding Northport Middle School, ongoing testing, pending results, and remediation that has yet to take place, and in my consultation with the Board of Education, I felt that the most prudent action to take for the students, the staff, and the whole community was to close the school for the remainder of the year. I know it's been disruptive, and I want to thank you for your patience and flexibility as we make this transition. This hasn't been easy. I'd like to thank the board for their support and their guidance. And on behalf of the board, we would like to thank the administration, faculty, and staff who have worked tirelessly and unceasingly since last Saturday on behalf of our students and our community. I don't know that if I can accurately express the level of commitment, the level of dedication, the amount of time, the attention to detail that this administrative staff, our faculty, our buildings and grounds, our maintenance crew have put in over these last 5 days. It is truly inspiring. It really is. And again, I just want to thank them truly from the bottom of my heart. So today was day one, and overall, it went pretty well. In some ways, it's like starting the year again. And while there were a tremendous amount of logistics that had to be worked out, one that is always near the top of the list is busing. and transportation. And so what makes it even more challenging in the time frame that we're in is the routes for most other schools are already in place. And basically we're taking buses that travel to one school and having to figure out a way to make them travel to three schools. And so, you know, it took a lot of work, a lot of effort to do that. And I really want to thank our transportation staff, particularly Mr. Howard, who oversees transportation, and Ms. Trish McGreen for all the work that she did in this. It's really, it was the last piece to be communicated, and there's a reason for that, because it's a very, very challenging aspect, given all the constraints that are in there. I was just so heartened by what I saw and what was reported to me from each of the buildings, how welcoming Northport High School, East Northport Middle School, and Norwood Avenue Elementary School, with incredible generosity they welcomed the students and the faculty and staff of the students of Northport Middle School. You know, I addressed the Northport Middle School faculty the other day and talked about remaining as Northport Middle School. And we're gonna, while location-wise they're not gonna be in the same building, we're gonna work on that. We're gonna work on keeping that identity. So I'm sure there are some folks that got home a little bit later than maybe they had a few days ago. We understand that. We know that transportation takes a little time to work out, and there's still some pieces that need to be refined. But doing what we did in the last 5 or 6 days, from where we were and where we are now, I have to say overall, and I know that there's some people that have emailed me and there's some concerns that they've raised, and we'll continue to work through this. This is a dynamic process, and we'll continue to emerge. So one of the things that I just want to talk a little bit about how we're going to just run the next portion of this meeting. So we have members of the PWGC environmental firm here, and really they're here to just put into context the information that was shared with me, so that everybody has a deeper understanding. They'll have an opportunity, the board will have an opportunity to ask questions of them. And then we're going to open up the mics to any Northport Middle School families only.
What?
So if there are questions or comments that the Northport Middle School families.
That's a violation of open meeting law.
Then they'll have their opportunity. We will then have our budget presentation, and then we will have our regular public comment. Okay, so I just want to explain to everybody what's going to happen, how this evening is going to transpire, and then obviously we'll get on to the rest of the board agenda.